Hi, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing really well. How are things in Manitoba this morning?
They're actually quite beautiful today. There's like light snow and the weather is amazing, like for the time we're in right now. But, you know, it could change tomorrow.
Yeah, like it is here. We're expecting 10 to 20 centimeters.
Oh, that's pretty beautiful, actually, you know. It's a nice blanket of snow and cleansing. So, yeah, I get you.
All right, I'll send it your way and have your shovel ready.
Yeah, right. It does come this way anyway, so
I have to say congratulations right off the hop about the new song, The Takeaway. And I was reading online, it says, ready or not, we all arrive at a fork in the road, and it's up to us to determine how we move forward. Maybe you can tell us how you came across The Takeaway and why you decided to record it.
Well, The Takeaway is a song written by Sean Hogan, and it was a song that really resonated with me because I personally have been on my own healing journey for 12 years now. That was back in January. And so The Takeaway really spoke to me because, you know, it really is about finding what it is that we should take away or can take away from the experiences we have in life and how important that is. Really think about every experience, whether, you know, it's something we may perceive as good or not so good.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in, you know what, you take the good and scrap the rest, take that learning moment, and then you move forward. And it turns us into who we are, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, like, I wouldn't have anything to write about if I just went through all these great things, you know? Like, there were so many things in my life that I'm so grateful for that, you know, really, honestly tore me down to the ground over and over and over again. And, you know, just having the ability to see, you know, what the takeaway was in each of those experiences, you know, everything from, you know, addiction to, you know, self-deception and, you know, self-abuse and realizing how we perpetuate that throughout our lives until we awaken and find what that takeaway is.
How tough is it to put pen to paper when you've gone through something like that? Is it easy? Does it just flow out of you? Or is it tough to relive it as you put it on paper?
You know, for me personally, in my own music, because I am a songwriter as well, is that I found when I was going through heavy things, it was so much easier because it was just you were living in that moment. And when things were good, I found it more difficult.
That's so strange, isn't it? Doesn't that seem odd?
It does. It almost, like, you know, makes you question your creative, you know, juices or ability to tap in otherwise when things are okay. I don't know why that is, but that's just kind of how I've gone about things.
You start shaking your head like, why can't I write a rainbows and butterflies song?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I could do that too, but I mean, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Absolutely. I was reading your bio. In 2009, you won the Aboriginal People's Music Awards Songwriter of the Year Award. As a songwriter, and you've talked about what you've gone through, that must have been a huge moment.
Well, it was. It was one of the biggest moments because, you know, you write from your heart and you're, you know, in different stages in your journey, and it's a very vulnerable place to be, and to share that with people you don't know takes a lot. It was part of my healing process. It was part of my therapy, and to have this creative outlet and have people actually resonate or listen and feel and you know, say that they can really relate to the things that you're saying means a lot. It's an exchange of that healing between the artist and the audience.
And when you're doing a live show and somebody comes up to you and says, Tracy, I got to tell you about that song and what it meant to me. That's got to be the end all be all right there for a songwriter.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we go through our own, you know, heartbreaks and heartaches and struggles and all these things. And, you know, I think that's the power of music is it's that love and that connection that we have. It's like a language that, you know, no matter where you're from, you can speak that language amongst each other.
Chatting with Tracy Bone. Tracy, if I'm online, where am I going to follow you? Where's the best place? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok? Where are you?
I'm nowhere on there, to be honest with you.
Good for you. I wish I wasn't.
I am in the works of creating my very first website, which is like way overdue, of course.
Excellent.
But also, I'm also creating YouTube pages, one based on my healing and spiritual experiences as an energy healer, as a songwriter, as a mother, and also creating another page for my music, the platform for that as well.
Well, so keep us posted. And when those are all up, I'll let everybody know, okay?
Sounds great.
Tracy, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on the new song, The Takeaway. And hey, when you're in Alberta, make sure you look us up, okay?
Sure will. Thank you.